Shtickless is part of the Getting Here podcast network. Life is better when we're all together.
Yeah. If anybody has just a x-ray machine available and you just want to play.
Megan needs some help.
I just want to see. Did I really break my feet or am I just a big
If you're
worse?
An x-ray tech that needs to practice, please reach out. Megan would be happy to be a guinea pig. Hey, and welcome back to Shtickless. Thank you for joining us for another week. We are so glad that you continue to come back, that you send us messages, we send you emails. We tried to answer everybody this week that sent stuff in, so we appreciate that. This is Jeff.
And this is Megan.
And we are coming at you from the end of a long, weird weekend that was also beautiful.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about some of the things that we do is just, this is in the moment that happened. And Megan and I looked at Megan and I was like, well, this week's episode of Shtickless wrote itself. So we are going to share some stories and some sweetness this week. And we also just want to tell our community, before we get into this, tell our community, thank you for taking care of us.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted to get that out of that. That is like, it's been so great.
Yes.
But what are we doing this week, Megan?
So we are going to use this platform as our own personal verbal processing.
Wait, which one of us verbal processes?
It's me, but really we all do it.
We all do it. I'm teasing you, but I appreciate you saying that because it's really what it becomes.
I'm a natural verbal processor in that I want to absolutely talk about everything I do or think or see and to process all of it. But verbal processing is actually a really important part of therapy. Mm-hmm. And getting through or overcoming or appreciating, learning from our experiences. And verbal processing, the reason it's so important and so significant is because it organizes our experiences in a narrative form. Now, we think that we live our life in a narrative, we think that we're aware of what's going on in our own life.
Yeah.
But really, as we experience everything and some things without warning, like they're shocking or unexpected.
It's
like watching those movies that are intentionally shown out of order. So like, what are some of the greatest movies or shows shown out of order?
Well, the best movie shown out of order is Memento.
Memento, yeah.
That one is literally from the end to the beginning.
Like, right.
That's the way that one's shown,
so
on purpose.
If you want a mind trip of a movie, go watch Memento.
Not with your kids.
Not with your children. It's not family friendly.
It's very intense. Not family friendly.
But it shows a story completely out of order. Another one I think of is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Ooh, that one's intense.
That's a really good one.
This is a real cheesy one, but okay. Do you remember Vantage Point?
Vantage Point. That's
it was
so
about
good.
An assassination, but it kept showing. Now, it's not just about doing it out of order. It shows it from everybody's perspective.
Yeah.
And every time it shows you more, like a different person's perspective, you get a different, like the story continues to unfold.
Absolutely.
I forgot about that until just now. Like you said it. I'm like, oh, Vantage Point. So there you go.
So these movies that play with showing something in a different order. Oh my goodness. We just showed our kids the original trilogy of Star Wars, but they know so much about Star Wars that they're having trouble with the timeline a little bit.
So we've been trying to just say, just experience this. We'll watch some more. Like we're trying to say, remember this and we'll do some different movies.
Right. And so next we're going to back up to
episodes
1, 2, 3 and the second little trilogy. Anyway, my whole point is that is actually how we experience our own lives. Like we don't recognize which moments are significant or which moments are important. So we have to process them, and talking them out organizes our own lives, our own experiences for us in a way that we can understand our feelings, that we can understand how to learn from them, that we can understand how to appreciate them. So
I was just going to say, for me, Megan will pull it out of me, the verbal processing, because I don't do it well. But it's so great because, like what you said, sometimes you don't realize what the thought is in your head, and then you have to process it and say it out loud, and you're like, oh, that's what it was.
So we are using this episode this week to verbally process, partially, an experience our family had this week. We almost made it an entire decade of parenting.
Our oldest child would be 10 in August.
Yes. So she's almost 10. We have four children, and we almost made it a whole decade with no broken bones.
Almost. This weekend, our youngest took a tumble.
Not even a big one.
Not a big one.
Her brother tried to give her a great story. He tried to say, oh, she was at the top of the jungle gym and she fell all the way down. And she said, no, I fell low.
She said, I was low and I just fell forwards. And as our wonderful neighbor pointed out to us, she Superman fell and with her arm straight out in front of her, caught herself on the ground and her left arm caught all of her. And so what happened, Megan?
So it's a little pitiful. She broke her arm. It was so sad.
And when a kid gets hurt, you want to comfort them, but also encourage them to kind of get back to normal. You
want
to.
It's tricky with kids because you do want to validate their feelings and you don't want to pretend. You know, I know that we're told to tell kids, oh, that's okay, you're fine. But you do want to validate their feelings.
Yeah.
However, you don't want to play into the panic.
Right. Or into the drama of the moment. And so we were trying to encourage her, but also just get her to let us look at her arm and show it. And it kind of just kept going and kept going.
And our little Etta, when she is sad or sleepy or needs comfort, she sucks her left thumb. And Jeff immediately noticed that she did not do what?
She did not suck her thumb. It was so weird. Like Megan was holding her and her arm was kind of up on Megan's shoulder, but she would never move it. And I noticed that even when we sat her down or when I sat her on a table like eye level with me and we were sitting looking at each other and she was just kind of weepy and like we touched foreheads. And sometimes she'll do that and put her thumb in her mouth and then she starts playing with her hair with her right hand. And she never did. And the whole time I'm thinking, okay, she's broken her arm. But I'm like, maybe it's a bad sprain. We're just going to, she'll bounce back in a little bit.
Maybe she just got scared. Maybe it's the end of a long weekend.
And so we waited a little bit and we went to another location. We kind of changed things up a little
Moved to another location.
We moved to another location. And then she tried to pull herself up on a couch and she pushed down on that arm and she just crumbled. And I was like, oh, we got to go. So we went, we did the whole thing, got the x-rays. The x-ray tech was amazing. We actually got to go and see the x-rays and they showed Etta her x-rays. And then the doctor talked us through and showed her that she has a buccal fracture, which we learned all about.
We are big Googlers once we have something to explore. So we have explored all kinds of bone things.
And not that we want to like tell the answers or how to fix things. We just want to know what is it? What happened?
Yeah, I just need information.
So we learned about the buccal fracture and she has it. It's in both the ulna and the radius of her arm. It's about an inch above her wrist, which thank goodness, not growth plates.
Right.
It's just in her arm. So she has a little splint wrapped up and she's in a sling and she has to follow up with the doctor this week.
So that's where we are today. Today, she was really great. You know, the nice thing about the whole experience is her pain has been pretty manageable. She hasn't seemed to be hurting too badly. Once we got that splint and sling, that's been pretty great. It was pretty heartbreaking first thing this morning when she woke up and she just started crying, not because she hurt herself, but because she just realized that her arm was broken, like it wasn't a dream. And it was so sad. And then this afternoon when we went outside to play and she realized that she couldn't really ride a bike.
Yeah, brothers were riding their bikes and she goes, oh, I'm going to get my bike. And we were like, well, and oh,
that was pretty tough.
That was tough.
Our neighbor came in clutch with one of those little
powered Jeeps, like the little kid riding Jeeps that they can play with. And they were giving her little rides and it was adorable.
Yeah.
She did ask the sweetest. She goes, will my arm be broken on my birthday?
No.
And we were like, no, it should be good. It should be good. We don't know exactly how long it's going to be, but it won't be till August.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a moment that we had never experienced, but it was one that our family was so wonderful. They watched the other kids and Megan and I experienced all of it with her. Mm-hmm. We went.
Yeah, we got to go together.
We got to go through it together and just kind of take care of her. And then once they got some medicine in her and a sucker, and she, once they splinted it, and I think she felt it secured.
Yeah.
She started talking 100 miles an hour. Yes. She got silly. We got her some curly fries, and she just, it was a much better experience.
There you go. So all of Etta's little story, our first experience for our family, it made us think of one of our favorite songs.
Absolutely favorite songs from Dave Matthews Band.
Like, I'll never forget the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
You
listen to it, and it's one of those where you're like, oh, this will forever be one of my favorite songs. Right. Like, from the first listen.
Absolutely. So, I love the original title. That's the one I'm going to use.
Yeah, please use that one.
It's called Samurai Cop.
Because that's the movie they were watching in the studio when they wrote this song.
But it is really one of the most beautiful songs about birth and life and just experience.
Yeah, growing from child into adult. It's incredible.
And there's a line in the song that says, first broken bone, sudden and swift, oh, innocence.
Oh.
And you just crumble a little bit.
But it's also so hopeful. The chorus of the song is, oh, joy begin. And it's just about this wonderful, like, as a child and you grow. And so that's what we're trying to wrap up all of our kids and every other kid that kind of comes across our path. And so we have this experience. Her brothers have been so concerned. Cora was helping her. I mean, they're just, and our community has just brought so much food, lots of carbohydrates. We're so taken care of. And it's just been like a family experience this weekend and today. And we'll just keep going. It's just the beginning of our summer.
But those broken bones, it really is, there's an innocence there.
Yeah.
That where you realize, oh, wait, the world can hurt.
Yeah.
Life can be harmful. And even, I think for us, obviously, a lot more than Etta, I don't think she's thinking along these lines, but just mortality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's weird.
That we're not made to be permanent. And yeah. So I've been singing that song all weekend, just thinking about my sweet little babe.
And she gets a little sad every now and then, and you just kind of have to hold her. And Megan, I love when Megan asks us, are you just having some feelings? And she goes, yeah.
Well, because she was crying. It's good. And I know that she was crying because she was frustrated about her limitations right now, but she doesn't know how to articulate that. So she came up to me crying and I said, what's wrong? She said, I don't know.
Oh,
it was so sad. So that leads us to another bone story.
Oh. The next story is called, and I love this, it's called Never Be the Same.
Never Be the Same.
Which is a saying that Megan and I say a lot now in our life.
Became a cornerstone in our marriage.
It really is. Because, 13 years ago, right after our wedding anniversary, our one-year wedding anniversary, Megan and I were in the car, and we were driving from Lubbock at the time to our hometown. At that time, we were driving back to our home in Oklahoma City, and a car ran a stop sign on a highway outside of our town where we were driving, and we hit a car going 65 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of little pieces of amazing things happened. Megan was totally great. We had a 10-week-old puppy in the car. It was totally fine. He just flopped around. And things could have been so much worse than they were, but I did break my right leg really, really bad. Like 2 inches of bone just turned into powder.
We read the surgery report after Jeff's first surgery. There was more than one. And at first, when they were going through the leg, they were counting bone fragments that they removed.
They were pulling out of the muscle.
And I think they got into the 30s and they just stopped and they just kind of another, put et cetera, et cetera.
They were like another.
Continued removing, like they just quit counting.
Sorry, there was no warning on that. We just kind of jumped into that. So
sorry.
Sorry if you're squeamish.
Sorry.
But I had a couple surgeries. I have a plate and 4 screws left. At one point I had a plate and 11 screws that mm-hmm. were holding my leg together. I had 2 inches of cadaver paste.
Yeah. Which they like built you part of a bone.
Yeah, they built the top of the which bone is it?
It's the tibia.
Yeah,
tibia.
The top of my right tibia had to be rebuilt, and so they use this cadaver paste that turns like concrete.
They were telling us they use cadaver bones, and yeah, like you said, they grind it up and it makes a concrete.
And then they drilled, and anyway, I have all this stuff in there. But before any of that happened, I'm in the emergency room We had to ride in the ambulance. It was pretty bad. I was pretty beat up. My hands were beat up. My collarbone, I think, did crack, but it wasn't serious. It was broken, yeah. I had a cut on my stomach. Anyway, we get to the ER, and it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So everything is just packed. It's
like
busy.
The 4th of July.
We finally get into a room. I've had to have these horrible X-ray, CT scan things. I'm hurting. I've had no pain medicine. They wouldn't give me any pain medicine.
Because they weren't sure if they were taking you to surgery right away.
Yeah, which I appreciate. They thought they were going to be doing it, although my knee was the size of a basketball at that point. And they brought in the orthopedic surgeon.
Who was, they said, and I believe he was like number one in the area.
The best in the area. They were like, he can fix anything.
And the fact that he was there on the 4th of July.
Yeah, they didn't call him in. He was there. Yeah. It was fantastic. Another one of those little moments that you're just like, oh, thank goodness.
And we are to this day so grateful for him.
But
however,
his bedside manner was a little. So we've just had this trauma that we experienced. Like Megan said, you got to process through some things. And I remember laying and I heard it clear as day. He's not really talking to me. He's talking to Megan.
Right. He's telling me what's going on with his leg.
My young wife, she's 1 year. Like we're still babies.
I'm 22.
Babies. We're babies.
I'm 22. Yeah.
Yeah.
22 years old. And I have no idea. I just want to know that you're going to be okay. And all he keeps telling me.
Multiple times.
He just keeps telling me he's never going to be the same.
Never going to be the same. Over and over.
And I'm like, I can see him. I've talked to my husband. Like, he's all right, I think. But he just keeps using that phrase. He's never going to be the same.
To the point that the resident that was with him after he left, the resident that was studying ortho surgery under him, came back and tried to massage.
Well, he even told me, he just said he just wants you to understand that it's never not going to hurt. Like the break is so bad that it's always going to be painful.
Right.
But he told me, he said, if you just want to save your questions and I'll answer your questions. Yeah. He said, you don't have to keep listening.
He drew like a sticky note for Megan that was incredible. Yeah, that explained all of it.
Yeah.
He was fantastic too. And I'm so thankful for the first orthopedic surgeon. It was just the way he kept explaining it. So we joke about that a lot because never be the same just kind of became this mantra for us. And so every once in a while, like my leg will hurt, but I'm so grateful. Like I can walk, I can run, I can play with the kids, I lift weights, like all of it's fine. It does hurt a lot. I can tell you most of the time when we're going to get moisture.
He's got a little barometer in his
and
leg.
And so I'll say, man, my leg's hurting or I have to ice it or something. Megan does Icy Hot for me, helps out. And I'll just look at Megan and be like, never be the same.
Never be the same. And I mean, there is some truth in that the experience did change you. It did change us. It set up one of the most challenging things that we had to do in our marriage together.
Second year of marriage was tough.
Yeah, as far as just physically, like getting through all the healing process. Financially we lost an entire car. And again, we were very young.
We were also in the middle of both changing jobs.
Yeah. And anyway, so in reality, in truth, you were never the same because it changed you as a person. But
here we are. We're still going. And now I just have a cool scar and the kids ask me about it and I've got some metal in my leg. So all of that to tell those two stories. Megan, why don't you have a story to share?
I don't have any diagnosed broken bones.
I think your ankles could probably tell a story.
Yeah, probably. So I played competitive soccer for a few years, and I know that I sprained my ankle, and I had a full x-ray the first time I did that.
Yeah.
But then I continued to, quote, unquote, sprain my ankles. But I've since looked back at what sprains look like and what broken ankles look like, and I would love to x-ray my ankles today how many times I actually broke them and then continued to just like run.
Just put some dirt on it.
I'm the daughter of a Mojo Permian High School state champ football player from the days before Friday Night Lights, where like you just played no matter what. I'm pretty sure my dad was on crutches his senior year, but he was a starter. So when it was time to play, you threw those crutches down. You went and played your downs. So that's the mentality I grew up with.
I'd like to to just walk on my leg. Although I did try to walk on mine after we had our car wreck. And I was like, I got to get out of the car.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Right when we had the wreck, he looked at me and he goes, my leg is broken. I'm going to get out of the car. I was like, maybe don't.
Like, I was like, I got to straighten it.
Just stay here with me.
But so Megan doesn't have a story to share, but she's got some little experiences there that she carries with her that her ankles let her know as well that she's never going to be the same.
I'm never going to be the same. But, and we all have those injuries, whether you've like officially broken a bone or not. There's something.
And I think the older everybody has the injury,
right?
Or an injury where you're like, oh, there's that injury. Something flares up, and you just get to that point where you have to tell the story, or you get up off the couch and you kind of groan, and everybody's like, hey, are you okay? And you're like, well, let me tell you about the injury.
This is just my deal.
This is my thing. So all of that to say, our stories become something for us. And I really like this. It's more than just verbal processing. What is it?
Those stories really become our lessons. They make us who we are as people. And there's a really important thing that we love to talk about. This is such a great example because no one did anything wrong. It was just a mistake when you broke your leg.
Oh, yeah.
No one did anything wrong. Etta just fell and broke her wrist.
Yeah.
So broken bones and these types of injuries are a great format for understanding this lesson that two things can be true. And sometimes I think that we look back on hard things or even bad things that have happened to us, and we feel a strange guilt wishing that they hadn't happened because we feel like we might accidentally butterfly effect ourselves or change who we are if we say, I wish this hadn't happened. Like our life is beautiful. But if you told me I could unbreak your leg,
oh man,
I absolutely would unbreak your leg. You hurt more than you let on.
Oh yeah.
You hurt every day. And I would absolutely take that away from you if I had the magic wand. Etta, I want her to absolutely experience life, but I would absolutely unbreak her little wrist
if we
had a time machine. That would be great. But here's the truth. We're not magic. We don't have time travel.
I don't want Etta to not climb on jungle gyms.
Right.
I don't want to not drive a car. Like, it's just part of life.
So we don't have to reconcile all of our feelings toward an event as positive feelings. We don't ever have to say, man, I'm 100% glad that I broke my leg in that car wreck. Oh. I'm 100% glad that my 3-year-old broke her wrist. It's made her a better person. Like,
that's another story we need to talk about.
Right, right.
That would be different.
Yeah, but because we're not magic, we can't undo that. We are allowed to both acknowledge the negative of our experiences and appreciate the positive. And again, I think it's easier to land there because we can't undo the things. So we just verbally process or say out loud, man, I do wish that you didn't have to hurt like that. But accept that.
I like what you said or what you've said to me before and what we've talked about. You can't unring bells of experience.
Yeah.
Like that's such a good, like, it's just, you just can't unring that bell, but it's an experience you have. So let's move forward.
And you can allow two emotions about it to be true.
And I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe more than two sometimes.
And you know, like I said, these broken bones are great formats for talking about this because no one hurt you on purpose.
No.
But there are things in our life that happen that people are responsible for. Maybe we're responsible for.
Yeah.
And so all of those hard and maybe even bad things that happen to us, you don't ever have to say 100%, man, I'm sure glad that happened.
Oh.
You can accept that was really hard. That was bad. I wish that couldn't have that didn't happen. And also appreciate what you were able to learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get a little nerdy, because you know I gotta.
We have to do a little research. There's always a little research.
I gotta get nerdy. So cognitive dissonance, okay? Cognitive dissonance is the perception of contradictory information. And that word perception is really, really important. The perception of information that does not mesh or reconcile. You have these relevant items of information that have to do with your actions, your feelings, your ideas, beliefs, values, all things in your life experience. And when we try to feel 100% positive about hard situations, we actually create cognitive dissonance in ourselves. We create a conflict because it's not in conflict till we make it in conflict.
Right.
And then we give ourselves psychological stress because we're trying to feel 100% positive about a negative experience. And that is mentally unhealthy. It's mentally unhealthy for you to try to sugarcoat.
This is where some of that like toxic positivity comes from. Like where you have to be positive about everything. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you have to acknowledge this sucks.
And if you
can't acknowledge that, then that is not good.
Right. And so when you've created that, so you have a hard experience, a bad experience, and you try to make all those negative feelings just go away, you do everything in your power to change those things and you try to change that discomfort. And what you really just do is you create that stress within yourself. And that's hard. It's not easy. Just like it's not easy to say, oh, I'm 100% positive about this negative situation.
Yeah.
It's also not easy to go, oh, now I can feel two things.
Yeah. Because I think the way that we... the way that we want to operate, the way that we are raised, is that we have to have a feeling about it and we move forward because it is linear. We just keep moving forward. We don't look back.
It's a lot. It seems easier to understand the world in black and white when really there is no such thing as black and white. In fact, I love the artistic definitions of the colors, black and white. So when you're painting, I just thought of this, so go with me. When you're painting, true pure white is the absence of all color. Mm-hmm. There is no color. And the true black is the presence of all color. And really, you can't create that. You can't have something purely white and purely black because we are not capable of producing an absolute, something that has no color at all or something that has all the color 100%.
Yeah.
And so really our life is shades of gray. You could even say shades of all the colors if you want.
Yeah. Pick your favorite.
Pick your favorite. it seems easier to say black or white because when you're children, you get two choices. You don't get all the choices. Yeah. But understanding those nuances to our life experiences is so important, is so healthy for your processing and healing.
Verbally processing out is being able to accept that we've got some new information, something new has happened. It's clashing with where we're at, whether it's our actions, our feelings, our ideas, beliefs, values. And so we are trying to find a way to resolve that where it doesn't cause discomfort. We're trying to find a way that it's not causing psychological stress. So don't bottle it up.
There you go.
Don't shove it down inside till it pops out later.
So let's normalize just saying to a friend, hey, I need to say words about this.
Megan helped me understand a thing a while back where she said, I need to say some words about this. But the other side of that, being the person who hears that, saying, okay, I want to listen, I want to help. Do you want me to just listen or do you want me to give some suggestions?
Yeah.
And like, that's the other side of it, is when someone says, I need to talk at you about this thing, and Megan will say that. And then I'm like, do you want me to jump in or am I just the sounding board to listen? And, I'm happy doing either.
Right. Sometimes you just need somebody to tell you, wow, that sounds really hard. And sometimes you want somebody to say, have you thought about this or try this or something like that.
Anyway, that just helps the two of us. I like that. Well, thank you for all that. Thanks for bringing the nerdy stuff in. I appreciate it.
I love it.
I can talk about broken bones. That's not even all my broken bone stories. That's just one of my broken bone stories.
You have more broken bones.
I have more broken bone stories. Yeah.
And I say that I don't, but again, just not a fish. If somebody out there
has some broken toes too.
I got some broken toes. Yeah. If anybody has just a x-ray machine available and you just want to play.
Megan needs some help.
I just want to see. Did I really break my feet or am I just a bit
worse?
If you're
an x-ray tech that needs to practice, please reach out. Megan would be happy to be a guinea pig. Hey, I learned something.
I actually learned
this about something that you and I both love, and it's this time of year.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So what time of year are we in Texas?
heck of summer, it feels like.
Well, yeah, but we shouldn't be, but no. We are. But what is this? What is May?
Oh, it's tornado season. It's
tornado season. So what do we watch every year?
Twister.
All right, so Twister. Do you know what Twister is rated?
I thought it was PG-13.
It is rated PG-13.
Because they snuck 2.5 F-words in. I remember that from being a kid. There was like, there's 2.5 F-words if you listen to the phone call.
And at the beginning, you can see Helen Hunt's mouth say the F-word, but they edit the audio
they
out.
They did. I think they
you
edited.
You can see it very clearly. They edited it out. But that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about.
Okay.
It is about the rating, though. I want to talk about that. We talked last week about showing the kids grown-up movies.
Yes.
And then over on Popshtick, Josh and I talked about grown-up movies.
Yeah.
So I was doing some reading about Twister because I love Twister. And it's another one of those where I felt grown up.
Yeah. Twister's a little bit far away for our kids, though, because that is like a real thing that will happen here. And I do not want them in my bed every night. Like,
do you know why Twister is rated PG-13? So I don't want like the F words or whatever, but you remember the MPAA gives like a reason for why something's rated.
So if I were to pick for Twister, besides the language, because I think that's a piece of it. Is it not intense situations?
Yeah, but you got to be more specific. This is literally what's written on the back of the box next to PG-13. And I don't expect you to know this because I didn't know this.
Natural disaster fear phenomenon.
This is what it reads next to PG-13.
I'm so excited.
For intense depiction of very bad weather. That is written.
Where's the lie?
There's not one, but that was the first. That is one of the best ratings I've ever seen on a box.
Amazing.
It's not about language. It's not. There's a little bit of violence. It's like there's some scary situation.
There's some blood. Yeah.
But it is for very intense depictions of very bad weather.
Hey, don't act like you weren't terrified a couple years ago when we watched Twister as a thunderstorm was outside our window.
It was terrifying, and I loved it. So anyway, I don't want to go deep into that. I just wanted to bring back up Twister because Megan and I watch it every year around this time. We watch Independence Day on July 4th too, which also those came out together in the same year.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Independence Day beat Twister for like one of the Oscars that they were up for. I think it was sound design.
Those movies got Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that?
I did not. I mean, Bill Paxton.
1996 is a different time.
We should have a whole category for Bills.
Oh,
Paxton,
man.
Pullman. There we go.
I love it. Love that you named two for a whole category.
But both of those movies.
Oh, I got you.
I'm saying the Bills.
Well, thanks. I just wanted to talk about Twister. For very bad weather. And that in the list of movies I'm going to show my kids that are rated PG-13, that one is very down the list. Because
we live in Tornado Alley.
So intense. Anyway, what are some of your broken bone stories? Or do you have x-ray pictures?
Yeah.
Send us an x-ray picture if you've got a good one.
Because we can put yours up.
I've got some good ones. I know somebody else has got to have a good one too. But what are the stories? What are the things that you have to say like, you don't have to be like glad it happened, but you're like, oh, this made me part of who I am. Send us a message. You can reach out to us on Instagram at Shtickless, or you can send us an email, shtickless@gmail.com. I'm sure Megan will put a poll up. We haven't had a poll in a while.
I know. We need a good poll. We need to do some story sharing.
Has life been a little busy?
Life has been nuts.
Well, we appreciate, even in the midst of all our busyness and all our craziness, that you keep coming back week after week, that you keep coming to listen, that you keep sharing stories with us, that even sometimes when you don't get to listen on Tuesday and it's a weird day, you got to listen on a Wednesday because we've heard about that. That you just keep sharing with us and sharing your stories and enjoying all of this together and sharing it with other people. That's the coolest, most interesting thing is that it'll come up between people that we didn't even knew about it.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing Shtickless. Thank you for going on this journey with us. Megan, you have any other thoughts?
Not right now. I'm good.
You're good? You have a good weekend? Even in the midst of it.
It was beautifully broken.
It was so weird. Yeah. And she's such a trooper.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for joining. Thank you for letting us verbally process, because sometimes that's just what you got to do. But come back next week. We'll be back again talking about something exciting that happened in our life or something that we just really need to get nerdy about and we can enjoy. Go rate and review us on iTunes. Share the podcast with somebody. Share the conversation. Reach out to us. We love it. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Megan.
And this has been Shtickless. Yeah.